Wisconsin lawmakers are deciding whether to reward UW schools based on how they perform. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee didn't vote on the proposal as expected Tuesday, but it's something they'll need to address moving forward. A few other states have tried the performance-based model. So have Wisconsin's technical colleges. As WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello reports, experts say the idea has its share of pros and cons.
The concept of performance-based funding is pretty self-explanatory. As Governor Walker conceived of the idea in his biennial budget, it would award $42 million extra dollars to UW schools, with strings attached. In order to get that money, a campus would have to meet certain standards. The more marks a school hits, the bigger its share of the $42 million.
We're building a performance-based system for new funds. That will include criteria like the number of graduates, the length of time to graduate, how many graduates are employed, and how many are in high-demand areas within the state. We want student success to help fuel the growth of the Wisconsin economy.
Walker has already initiated a performance-based funding structure in the state's technical college system. In short, each school is evaluated on 7 out of 10 criteria. Each campus decides which 7 based on its particular priorities. WTCS implemented its model 3 years ago, so it's still in the early stages. But already, Vice President Jim Zylstra reports benefits. He says, for example, the performance metrics have encouraged collaboration among schools.
We have certain colleges that maybe excel at one of the criteria over another one. And they have come in to meet with the other institutions, share what they're doing well, share why they're so good at a particular thing. And that has happened for quite a few of the 10 criteria, and that's been a very positive outcome to all this as well.
Yet there are concerns about a new incentive system for the state's universities. For instance, Representative Travis Trunnell worries that financial rewards could drive UW schools to raise their standards for admission, in turn, lowering access for some students. Trunnell's district is home to UW-Platteville, where 30-40% of incoming students need remedial math.
Do you think that we need to do a better job of saying who is prepared to get into some of these schools in the first place? Or should we just be accepting everyone and then catching them up? Because if UW-Platteville wants to improve their retention rate, if they want to improve their graduation rate, all they have to do is accept brighter students, right?
Another sticking point in Wisconsin's debate over funding is deciding which criteria to use to evaluate UW schools. Martha Snyder says the best models take into account individual school differences. Snyder is a D.C.-based education policy specialist.
Any outcomes-based funding model needs to ensure it reflects the mission and roles various types of institution plays in meeting the needs of the states. Therefore, the particulars of any funding models need to reflect this differentiation.
In other words, funding models that encourage all universities to hit the same performance targets won't be as successful. Rather, Snyder says, goals should be tailored to each individual school. Because, for instance, UW-Madison offers something different than UW-Milwaukee, than UW-Oshkosh. If state leaders advance Governor Walker's reward system, they'll need to decide whether to stick with his predetermined list of metrics or differentiate the options for each campus. Wisconsin would be joining the majority of states. Nearly two-thirds have incentive-based funding models in place for their public universities. Some of the most successful? Indiana, Tennessee, and Ohio. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.